This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with NewsWest for Sunday the 7th of June 2020. Today we give our attention to new amateurs, welcoming newcomers and congratulating those who have received new call signs in the last month. We'll tell you about the state of the hobby survey for 2020, and there's a new development on the reverse beacon grant offer. There's a new edition of the RASA podcast and news of a new video on QRM.guru. All of that and more on News West, which is heard around Western Australia, across the country, and internationally via broadcast, downloads, and podcast. When and how to pick up News West is explained at our website, vk6.net. The post-COVID lockdown is a good time to join the hobby of amateur radio, isn't it? In this episode of New Hams, I'm looking at the pros and cons of entering the hobby during this time of pandemic and economic recession. I guess there's never a bad time to take up a hobby, but sometimes will be better than others. Indulging in the hobby of amateur radio can be the best thing since sliced bread while we're living through a pandemic. When you think about it, a serious part of the hobby consists of being sequestered away in the depths of the cave that you call your shack, doing whatever in this vastly varied hobby takes your fancy today. And it's the vastness, the huge variety of options available for us to explore within the hobby, that is the strength of it, and that's why it appeals to such a wide variety of people. If you joined the hobby during the pandemic lockdown phase, good on you. You did it without the face-to-face support normally enjoyed by those who seek it. However, these days you still get to ask questions and receive answers, some of them even useful, via social media. Or you may, heaven forbid, have even asked the questions on air. Fancy that. What has been missing is the face-to-face support and social intercourse of club and informal meetings or gatherings, such as hamfests, swap meets and so forth. But never fear, the veil of isolation is lifting and all the social, mingling type of activities of the hobby will return. Meanwhile, congratulations on joining the hobby and good luck with setting up your shack and antennas. I'm Bob VK6POP.
And now on to the Reverse Beacon Network. Over the last few weeks, News West has been promoting the grant offer from FIS Down Under to encourage the establishment of more reverse beacons in Australia as part of the Global Reverse Beacon Network, or RBN. The Northern Corridors Radio Group announced last weekend that they have taken up the offer. The generous grant from the FIS Down Under group, combined with the financial backing from the NCRG, the club will be setting up a CW reverse beacon in Perth. At the moment, there is only one reverse beacon in Australia, which is VKE4 Charlie Tango. The FIS Down Under group, knowing the benefit of having more reverse beacons in Australia, offered grants to amateur radio clubs in Australia of up to $500 to set up a CW reverse beacon. As Australia is such a large country, locating a reverse beacon in Western Australia seemed a good choice. Recognising the benefit to the CW, SOTA and QRP community and the hobby in general, John VK6NU took the initiative and obtained approval from the NCRG to follow up and apply for the grant on behalf of the club. The offer was accepted by the FIS Down Under group and a grant was offered to the club to go towards setting up a reverse beacon CW skimmer in Perth. The plans are to have a 7-band CW reverse beacon skimmer operating on 80, 40, 30, 20, 17, 15 and 12 metres. Other bands like 60 metres may follow if it becomes available. It is planned to have the reverse beacon in operation by the end of July or earlier if possible, and most of the needed equipment has already been sourced and acquired. In other reverse beacon news, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia was awarded a similar grant from FIS Down Under for a reverse beacon in Victoria. The technical design has been finalised and the group has started pulling together the equipment for the project, having chosen a site in central Gippsland, Victoria. Overall, that's a good result, and thanks to FIS Down Under for stimulating interest and backing their idea with offers of money and a big thanks to the NCRG and RASA for taking up the challenge. We'll bring you news of progress on the reverse beacons as information comes to hand. 73s.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, the Bunbury Radio Group, or Peel Amateur Radio Group, and getting your foundation licence. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, or renewed their licence in the last month. VK6FABM, Kate. VK6TW, John. VK6IB, Ian. VK6FSFH, Stephen. VK6MO, Daniel. And VK6HRT, Nicholas. A few of these may still be awaiting payment, so be sure to check your status with the ACMA before using your new license. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio, and if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,405 amateur licenses held in VK6 today.
This is VK6 ARN, Amateur Radio News for Western Australia.
What actually is a digital mode in amateur radio? It's a simple question with no simple answer. Over the next few weeks, I'll be talking about so-called digital modes and what they do. In amateur radio, the term digital mode broadly covers almost everything that isn't a voice mode, except for those digital modes that are dedicated to voice transmission. Many of the modes that are labelled as digital are in fact analog modes, in that they use manipulation of audio frequencies to carry the information or data. Some early examples of these are PSK, slow scan TV, and RTTY, and later ones are Whisper and the many JT modes. If you tune around the HF bands, you can often hear strange sounds. Some are a sort of warble, which is probably RTTY, and others like a varying tone or whistle noise. Each week of the series I'll describe a different mode, giving examples of what they sound like and suggestions for how to experiment with them. For this week, I'd like to demystify how you can get into digital modes. You'd be amazed at its simplicity. In a nutshell, you need a computer of some sort and a radio. Between the two, you need an interface. An interface does two basic things. Firstly, it passes audio back and forth between the radio and the computer. You may get away with simple cables connecting the audio out from the radio to the line-in or microphone socket of the computer, and another cable from the computer speaker outlet to the audio or mic input on the radio. If you're lucky, this will work, although you may have to play around with impedance matching audio levels and isolation transformers to keep RF out of the computer. The second thing you'll need is a means of keying up the push-to-talk on the radio. Software for digital modes will operate the push-to-talk, given that you've provided the electrical connection for this to occur. In older radios and computers, you use a cable from the serial port of the computer connected to an accessory port on the radio using a simple transistor to switch the push-to-talk on and off. Or you may simply be able to get away with using Vox on your radio to enable the push-to-talk. But if you do, make sure your microphone isn't live at the time, only because every utterance that you make will go to air when maybe you didn't want it to. If you're a non-technical person for whom electronics makes your head hurt but would like to give it a go, use your Google and you'll find lots of diagrams and circuits to help you build an interface. More modern radios have a USB port and can be connected to the computer, and the USB cable will handle audio both ways and manage the push-to-talk, and that's very convenient. The last option is to buy a commercially made interface. These can be purchased already set up to connect to a wide range of transceivers. Lastly, you'll need software to drive the mode you're after. The majority of software is free. You'll also need to do a bit of research to find out whereabouts on the bands these modes operate, and also listen around a bit and discover how people operate in those modes. Good luck setting up for digital modes, and don't be afraid to get out there and give it a go. Now, do you have a story about digital modes that you'd like to share? Let me know, and I can include it in an episode on digital modes.
The 2020 Amateur Radio State of the Hobby Survey is live online now. This is the fourth year the survey has been run, and the results of previous surveys are available online. This survey is operated by an independent amateur and is not affiliated with any club or organisation. The survey this year is 100% anonymous, and any demographic questions are optional. This data does help drive better analysis, but is completely optional. The survey will run from the 15th of May to the 12th of June 2020 for 4 weeks. If there is a low attendance due to world events, the organiser may consider extending the closing time. So go take a look and take the survey. The website is www.radiosoath.org, that is www.RomeoAlphaDeltaIndiaOscarSierraOscarTangoHotel.org. Or you can just use Google and search for the 2020 Amateur Radio State of the Hobby Survey.
A brief note from the WAVHF group. For months now, you have heard me and others talk of an exhibition of communications with special emphasis on the role that amateurs have played in the art at Wireless Hill in Applecross. Its official name is Transmission. I am pleased to announce that it will be open from this coming Wednesday, the 10th of June. The official grand opening has been deferred, but it will nonetheless be open and be a major part of our educational system STEM program, as well as promoting amateur radio to the general public. Please pay a visit, bring family and friends, and show them a little of what lies behind your rigs, the people who have contributed to our hobby, to the defence of our nation, as well as to the commercial world of communications. Huge thanks to Gina, Emma, and the team at the City of Melville for unflagging support and enthusiasm throughout. And of course, to the indefatigable Bob VK6KW, who has navigated, driven, and undertaken the vast majority of the WAVHF group's part in making this happen. And thanks to the many amateurs, including those who are now silent keys, without whose gifting or loan of items for this exhibition would not have been possible. Opening the 10th of June, that's this coming Wednesday at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The usual museum schedule of Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, with Sundays, noon to 4 p.m, will run until further notice. Further details will be on our website, including details of special events surrounding the exhibition. The City of Melville website will be updated too, with more information as it becomes relevant, so check in often. This is Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WAVHF Group.
Hi, this is Dan, VK6NAD. Some of you may have remembered me playing around with my Micro BitX. Well, this came across the internet the other day on the VK6 Facebook page, and I thought it was rather interesting. So for those who are not on Facebook and may not have seen it, here's a bit of an overview. So, the humble ATmega 328 microcontroller, usually packaged as an Arduino Uno, is the gateway drug for millions of people into the world of electronics and embedded programming. Some people just can't pass up the challenge of seeing how far they can push the old workhorse, and it looks like Gildo, that's P-E-1-N-N-Z, is one of those. He's managed to implement a software-defined SSB ham radio transceiver for the HF bands on the ATmega 328, and it looks like the project is going places. This radio started life as a QRP Labs QCX, that's a $49 single band CW HF transceiver kit that is already one of the cheapest ways to get on HF bands. Guido reduced the part count of the radio by about 50%, implementing much of the signal processing digitally on the ATmega 328. On the transmit side, the SSB signal is generated by making slight frequency changes to the SI5351 clock generator using 800 kilobits per second 12C. Yeah, I don't know what that is either. And controlling it is a very efficient Class E RF power amplifier with PWM for about 5 watts of output power. The increased efficiency means that there is no need for bulky heat sinks, usually seen on SSB radios. The radio is continuously tunable from 80 meters to 10 meters, but it does require plugging into different low-pass filters for each band. The modified QCX is named QCX SSB, but the project is rapidly evolving, with Guido and a few others working to turn it into a completely new radio called the Micro SDX. Go drop into the discussion group to stay up to date. If you want to build your own, the easiest way at the moment is to get the QCX kit and build it using the instructions on the QCX SSB GitHub repo. Now, the easiest way I've found to get more information about this project is to go to groups.io/g/UCX. So that's groups.io/g/UniformCharlieXray.
Welcome to the Radio Amateur Society of Australia podcast. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia represents and promotes the hobby of amateur radio in Australia. Our objectives are to provide evidence-based research and strategic direction for issues related to amateur radio, promote amateur radio and its role in emerging technologies, educate and encourage the next generation of operators, and lobby the regulator to protect and enhance the privilege of amateur radio. And now, here's the news. Hello, this is Frank Scott, VK2BFC, with news from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. Let's begin this week with an update on amateur radio exams from the Australian Maritime College. Some states are progressively relaxing COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. However, AMC have confirmed that for the time being, remote exams remain the only option available. Please check with AMC or your local club for remote assessors in your state. AMC is the provider of all VK exams, so if you have any questions, please contact them at amc.edu.au and click the industry link. We'll keep you up to date as we receive updates from AMC. Reverse Beacon Grant from FISTS. As reported last week, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia was awarded an RBN grant by FISTS Down Under. Our technical design has been finalised and we've started pulling together the equipment for the project. We have a site selected in Gippsland, Victoria. Over the coming weeks, we'll keep you updated on this project and we look forward to being a part of the expansion of the global reverse beacon network here in Australia. FISTS are also offering grants of up to $500 for Australian clubs to expand the reverse beacon network. Read more at their website fdu.org.au. To learn more about the Reverse Beacon Network, visit reversebeacon.net. QRM Guru. The ACMA have updated some of their policy documents relating to interference and interference investigations. We've updated links to the ACMA policy documents on QRM Guru. So head on to the QRM Guru and search on ACMA Regulations. COVID-19 and special event call signs. Despite initial cynicism from some quarters, special event call signs reminding radio amateurs to stay home have become very popular worldwide. The Australian call signs VI 2020 Stay Home and its Morse code digital counterpart VI 20SH have been in great demand. Don't forget the activity weekend coming up on the 6th and 7th of June. Stay home call signs from all over the world will be active. As many countries move to lift restrictions on travel and gatherings, so the message is now moving towards remaining safe in these somewhat uncertain times. In view of this, RASA has applied for a special event call sign to convey the safety message. This is in the process of approval, so watch this space for announcement of the details. We welcome the widespread use of these special call signs, and any RASA member wishing to use them only has to ask. Remember, stay home when required to do so, and above all, stay safe. Welcome to Amateur Radio. RASA released a free guidebook for newcomers to our hobby. It's been downloaded over 850 times already. Grab your free copy and please pass the link on to any newcomers. Of course, we welcome your feedback. Being an ebook, we can publish updates very easily. Head on over to our website and follow the link, vkradioamateurs.org. Now for a short feature item on regulations and radio equipment. Why can't I use my HF amateur rig on the marine band and HF four-wheel drive networks? Now and again we see amateurs complaining that they can't legally use their amateur HF rig as a marine radio in their boat, or to talk to their friends on commercial land mobile channels from their four-wheel drive. Why is this? Marine and land mobile equipment must be type approved for use in Australia. As well as the normal radio requirements, type approval of marine and land mobile equipment involves very rigorous environmental testing for extremes of temperature, humidity, vibration, and for marine equipment, salt spray. The equipment is designed to be used in a safety of life situation, so it must be rugged and reliable. However, many commercial HF equipment from manufacturers like Barrett and Codan can be quite legally programmed for use on amateur bands. If you have any questions or topics you'd like covered in future podcasts, please send us an email to info@vkradioamateurs.org. That's it for this week. This has been Frank, VK2BFC, for the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. 7-3.
From Western Australia, this is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Next week on News West, we'll talk about contesting. Did you have a bash at this weekend's Shires contest? How was it? Let us know how you went. We'll also talk about other contests that are coming up. Every week, News West normally announces when club meetings are coming up during the week. We won't be making any announcements about amateur radio club meetings until advice is received of resumption of normal meeting times. The pre-pandemic meeting times are all in the VK6 club calendar. We're asking club secretaries to check the calendar on the vk6.net website and advise us by email to newswest@vk6.net that your meetings have resumed, have changed, or whatever. We don't see any value in broadcasting meeting times that may be incorrect or out of date. Over to you. Speaking of club calendars, there's also a club calendar on the Wireless Institute of Australia's website, right there on the front page. You may not think there's much value in letting the rest of the country know about your hamfest, or the Mine's Bigger Than Yours field day, or whatever, but the real advantage is that if you put good information there and update the information, your event makes it onto the national news. The national news only briefly reads out what is there, but it's better than nothing. They read it out every week. All you need do then is to follow through with a more detailed item for News West. In news just to hand, the most recent version of the license conditions determination for amateur radio has been published. There hasn't been time for an analysis of changes. However, do download it and look through it. We'd be happy to report on comments and findings in next week's News West. There's a link to the document on an email from Ono to the WA Hams email list. Thanks, Ono, for sending it through. And at qrm.guru, there's a new video being put up. Bob VK3 X-ray Papa has produced a very interesting presentation on using ultrasonic technology to track down power line noise, providing another weapon in your arsenal to kill QRM. Head to qrm.guru and check out this new video.
Good morning, this is Roy VK6XV with this week's helpline for the 7th of June 2020. Today we're still looking for help for Bob. VK6KRC is looking for a 10-pin Canon plug or a 10-pin Amphenol plug for antenna tuning unit, looking for a connector for this particular unit. If you can help him with a Canon or an Amphenol 10-pin plug, please contact him. That's Bob, VK6, Kilo, Romeo, Charlie. His phone number is 0892-777-049. 0892-777-049. He'd love to hear from you if you can help him out. It's holding up his progress with this antenna tuning unit. Thank you, says Bob. I say thank you as well. We have for sale today a Yaesu 590 transceiver plus a Foxtango 1000 Mark 4, Mark 5 in fact. So the Foxtango 1000 Mark 5 along with a Yaesu SP8 speaker and MFJ Deluxe VersaTuner 11. The 950 is in near new condition, has had very little use. FT 1000 Mark 5 is in working order. It receives a transmit, but dial does not light up. That's the only thing with that one. Speaker's in good working order. And if you can like to contact Alan for those items, his phone number is 0448-781023. Again, that's 0448-781023. And many thanks, says Alan. And previously, Chick Wadley, VK6ZAI, had some amateur radio magazines for free delivery to a good home. If you would like them, please contact him at his email address is cameras@westnet.com.au. I spell Charlie Alpha Mike Echo Romeo Alpha Sierra at westnet.com.au or phone 0896251335. 0896251335. Thank you. That's all for this week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me by email. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the address. And 7-3 till next week. This is Roy VK6XV.
Thanks for listening. News West is compiled from a variety of sources and contributors, and opinions expressed may not represent the views of WA Amateur Radio News or the broadcasters. News West is offered in the open spirit that is amateur radio. At News West, we want to keep the content relative to amateur radio and especially of interest to Western Australian amateurs and radio enthusiasts. Your input and contributions are welcome and encouraged. Our point of contact is by email to newswest@vk6.net. You can send your contributions as email attachments. Thanks to the broadcast team and the callback collectors for your weekly commitment. Thanks to the studio team this week, it's Jeff VK6FJLM and Dan VK6NAD. And thanks also to casual contributors for your ongoing support. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and I'm still looking for a successor. Until next week, you know what to do. Keep your equipment warm and get on air and make some noise.